2. Laboring in Hope. The Wards spent their first night in Madras in a spacious whitewashed bungalow on the seashore at Royapuram, just north of Fort St. George. It was the new home and headquarters of the Reverend Myron Winslow, the veteran missionary from Jaffna, who had earlier told Jane she would not be welcome if she came to Ceylon alone. He had so recently arrived at Madras to set up this new station, intended primarily to provide printed materials in Tamil, that no one aboard the Saracen had known it existed before coming ashore. Now, Reverend Winslow had another surprise for the Saracen passengers, all of whom had assumed they were to proceed immediately to Madura. Most of the Saracen company would leave by oxcart in mid-April as planned, he said, but the board had authorized him to retain two of the newcomers to strengthen the new mission run by him and another Jaffna veteran, Dr. John Scudder. He asked the brethren of the Saracen company themselves to decide who among them was to stay behind. At an evening meeting held at the home of Dr. Scudder, they chose Ferdinand and Jane and William Tracy and his wife Emily. There is no way of knowing now why the rest of the Saracen company voted as they did. It may have been as simple as the fact that Ferdinand and Tracy were both Princeton men, while Cherry, Cope, Crane, and Steele had all attended Auburn together and had not wished to be separated. But Ferdinand was not pleased. He felt rejected, set apart, discriminated against. According to his skeletal journal, it took him 3 days to conclude that it is my duty to remain at Madras, and he finally gave in only because it had been the unanimous opinion of the brethren that he do so. He would never again so easily defer to his colleagues. The Wards struggled to adjust to India. Went among the natives with Mr. Winslow, Ferdinand noted early on. Oh, the wretchedness and moral death! April, May, and early June marked the height of summer, with temperatures hovering around 100 degrees, tempers frayed. Helped wife move boxes and unpack bedding, Ferdinand noted after they moved into a rented bungalow of their own at Royapuram. Got some cross words and quick words. Felt bad all the evening. The sights and sounds of the city streets defeated Ferdinand's powers of description. They made him feel, he wrote, just as